Turn to Proverbs 5:12. This comes on the heels of verse 5:11, which says, "And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed." And we just talked about what that refers to there with STDs or with being cast into the lake of fire. And here's what the guy says whenever he ends up with some nasty STDs and he's suffering horribly. Verse 12, "And say, how have I hated instruction and my heart despised reproof?" This is a lament. How have I hated instruction? Instruction is the action of instructing or teaching, the imparting of knowledge or skill, education, information. It's also the knowledge or teaching imparted with an or in the plural. So if it's an instruction or instructions, it is the thing that is imparted. If it's just instruction in general, it can just be the action of teaching. So you can instruct instruction. An item of knowledge imparted, an instruction rule, an instructive rule, a precept, a lesson. So this man hates. He has hated. He is now lamenting that he has hated being taught, that he has hated being reproved and being given knowledge and understanding that he refused. You see, a wise man hears his father's instruction. He receives it. He loves it. But stupid fools hate it and refuse it. Let me just give you some of the verses that we've probably been over before in this study. The wise man hears his father's instruction. Proverbs 13:1, "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." And then the man receives it. So he hears it, and then he takes it into his mind, and he considers it. Proverbs 19:20, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end." So here's the solution to the person that wasn't wise earlier in life. Hear instruction now. Be wise in thy latter end. You know, God will give you a second chance. And he also loves it. He hears it, he receives it, and he loves it. Proverbs 12:1. "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish." He that hates reproof, he that doesn't hear reproof, is a stupid fool. We just saw that there. He that hateth reproof is brutish in Proverbs 12:1. And he refuses instruction. Stupid people refuse it. They don't want to hear it. They think they know better. They don't want to hear what you have to say. Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." They don't want to be told or taught anything. They want to do what they want to do. Proverbs 15:5, "A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent." So the man who hates instruction actually hates himself. And you, if you think about this, it's true. I'll explain it here in just a second. Proverbs 15:32 says, "He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding." So if a person hates instruction, they hate themselves. They despise their own soul. Because if you despise instruction and you don't listen to sound instruction and wisdom, that is going to come back to bite you later on. It may take a long time, but the chickens will come home to roost. You're going to suffer for the stupid things, the stupid decisions that you make. And if you do that, and if you despise instruction, you actually hate yourself because you have it coming. What the person that warns you of is going to come. You're going to suffer for it. And if you continue to do it without paying heed to instruction, knowing that you're going to suffer, you obviously hate yourself. Now that is what I call an idiot. What kind of a person would do that? Well, an idiot that hates instruction. That's the kind that hates himself. The man who keeps instruction is in the way of life. And there will be kids that'll hear this message, that'll hear it from their parents, that they'll hear it from their drill sergeant, that'll hear it from their teachers, they'll hear it from any number, and they will not pay heed to instruction. They'll despise it, they'll laugh at it, they'll scorn it, they'll say, "No, that won't happen to me. Don't worry about it, preacher. You don't know. You're always worried. You're worried too much. Nothing's going to happen." They're going to despise it, they're going to hate it, and you know what? They hate themselves, because those fools are going to end up with diseases because they won't listen. the man who keeps instructions in the way of life. Proverbs 10 and verse 17. And you know what they're going to do after that? Once they get the STD, you know what they're going to say? Oh, how have I hated instruction? They're going to lament, why didn't I listen to the preacher? Why didn't I listen to my parents? Why didn't I listen to whoever told me? And by that time, it's too late. Proverbs 10 and verse 17 says, he that is in the way of life, he is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. So when you keep instruction, you're in the way of life. When you don't keep instruction, you hate your life. You hate yourself, and you're on the way to death. We'll get in that one just here, just in a second. Now look at Proverbs 8, 33 through 35. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. The young person or the old person that listens to instruction loves life and will find life and will avoid death. The young person or any person that despises instruction and won't hear it, especially on something like this, loves death and will get death. Verse 36, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. Remember, he despiseth his own soul. He wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. The wages of sin is death. And the wages of fornication and adultery is many times death. Death by horrible STDs. This is precisely the condition the fornicator is in when his flesh and his body are being consumed because he rejected the instruction of his father and his God. God warned him. At the last, you'll mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. They didn't listen. The man now laments a bitter lamentation because not only is he suffering physical pain because of his sin, but he's also suffering the regret, embarrassment, and shame that accompanies rejecting wise instruction. It's bad enough to suffer physically, but it's even worse that when you're doing that, to suffer mentally and emotionally and psychologically when you think, why didn't I listen to the good advice that somebody gave me? I didn't listen to it and now I'm suffering. And then you really feel, not only do you feel pain, you feel stupid, you feel ashamed. Proverbs 13 and verse 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. Poverty and shame. And then, what is your instructor going to say to you then? I told you so. Why didn't you listen to me? I told you what was going to happen. It was utterly predictable, but you didn't listen. My grandpa, Leon Wagner, said, those who don't listen have to feel. I know I've shared that with you before, and I will share it with you many times more. I love that saying. Little did my old grandfather, poor farmer grandfather, which probably never even knew the internet existed, little did he know that his words spoken in secret to my dad and probably his kids, and I don't even know if my grandpa told me that. I think my dad told me that my grandpa said that. Little did he know that his words literally have gone to the ends of the earth because people in numerous countries all across the world hear these sermons and Bible studies. My little old grandfather's words have gone to the ends of the earth. That's pretty neat, I think. Yeah. Little did he know. How many sons have refused their father's instruction only to later bitterly lament their foolishness when they are suffering with an STD or a bastard they have to pay child support for the next 18 years? Think about that. But by the time the regret comes, it's too late because God will not undo their punishment. Remember Proverbs 1, 24 through 32? Proverbs 1, 24 through 32. The Lord says, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would not in my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, when you're suffering from an STD and I told you, God mocks. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They hated instruction. They didn't want anybody to tell them what to do. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. You want to fornicate? I'll give you a disease that comes by fornication. I will fill you with your own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Literally, the turning away of the simple shall slay them in this case. They literally will be or could be slain by turning away from instruction. And it's happened to many people. And then he continues his lamentation there in Proverbs 5:12. And my heart despised reproof. To despise is to look down upon, to view with contempt, to think scornfully or slightingly of. See, he looked down upon the instruction he received. Oh, you don't understand. You're not in my case, right? You're not in my place. You don't understand, teacher. Scorn the judgment. Despise the judgment. And guess what comes next? Or the instruction. Scorned the instruction. And then comes the judgment. My heart despised reproof. Reproof is censure, rebuke, reprimand, reprehension. So yes, the instruction that he refused was also reproof. It was censure, reprimand. So not only, in this case, was this young man instructed about the STDs, but he was reprimanded. You better quit whoremongering. You better quit whoring around. You better quit fornicating. He was rebuked, reprimanded, and he didn't listen. Now, he who looked down upon reproof now looks down upon himself. Remember Proverbs 15 and verse 32 that we just read a minute ago? Proverbs 15:32, he that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. He used to despise the reproof, now he despises himself. He looked down on the instruction, now he looks down on himself. Remember this the next time that you scoff at a warning from the word of God or the man of God. You may come to bitterly regret it. The man that hates reproof could pay for it with his life. Proverbs 15 and verse 10. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Oh, that won't happen to me. That's what they think. Well, just keep on rebelling. Keep on disregarding God's commandments and you'll find out. Such is the case with the man who disregards the warnings about going in to the strange woman. Because remember, Proverbs 5:11, remember what it said? And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. And look what happens to this guy at the end of the chapter. He shall die without instruction. And in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Why will he die without instruction? Not for a lack of instruction, because he wouldn't receive the instruction. He was a stupid fool, and he hated it. And his heart despised it. And now he suffers for it with pain, suffering, and death. So I guess we get to end on a happy note tonight.